It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cunning coming to you live from BG tonight as the Bobcats host the Unadilla Valley Storm, set to be a great Friday Night Lights matchup here tonight in Bainbridge. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So again, Tim, BG and UV tonight under the lights here in Bainbridge, and we'll see if the Bobcats can bounce back from that loss last Friday night to Unitego.
Yeah, I bet all week long that coaches Israel Lorimer had those Bobcats really working hard. I know that was very atypical for that team to get beat like that. They really didn't have their rhythm that night at all. I mean, I don't know what it was going on. We saw them the week before, and they looked like they were unstoppable, and they just ran into a little hiccup last week against the Spartans. But so I hope they're ready to play. They're home. You know, they're on their home field, and they got UV in town.
So BG still in the honorable mention in the New York State Class D state rankings this week, but looking to get a win here. They're 2-1 on the season. 3-1 would certainly go a long way. Great schedule coming up for them down the stretch with some tough teams in there. So, you know, 3-1 would be fantastic. You know that they want that one back from Unitego. They lost 28-0. They just really weren't clicking the way we saw them the week before against Delhi, dropping passes and just some uncharacteristic things. But as you said, Tim, I'm sure that this was a big week of practice for them to try to get back on the same page. For Unadilla Valley, they bring a lot to the table here tonight. You got runners like Dante Dye. Peyton Sterone is very, very tough to bring down. BG's really going to have to be on the same page there. And if you're UV, you know, they had a couple of good weeks to start the season, but they're coming off a tough loss to Deposit Hancock. We'll see how they bounce back tonight.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say the one thing that kind of reminded me of what you were talking about when you said the last week when you were talking about Unitego. Unitego, you asked those kids, do you want to play Sydney again?
Yeah.
And they said, yeah, we'd love to play Sydney again. Well, I bet you asked BG if they'd like to play Unitego again. They'd like to do that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that was a game that we went in thinking it was going to be very close, maybe a 14-7 type of ball game, 21-14, and Unitego just had everything clicking. So that was a big loss for BG last week, and we'll see how they rebound tonight here against the UV Storm. We're going to pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set up here for the Bobcats and Storm on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney at 563-4311.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
If you use propane, here's how to use it wisely. Call Morabito. We offer our propane customers some significant benefits. We don't add fees and surcharges to your bill. We provide automatic delivery and payment options to best fit your needs. It's the smarter way to put the power of propane to work for you. Call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. For propane, think Morabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights here on WCDO as we come to you live from Bainbridge, Guilford, as the BG Bobcats host the UV Storm. Both teams heading out to midfield now on the 50-yard line to shake hands and do the coin toss. Again, it's our Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew on Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream tonight, as always, brought to you by SFCU. At SFCU, it's all about you. Our section for disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. The navy blue uniforms tonight, the pants navy blue, all with the white trim. It says Bobcats across the front of the uniform there. Unadilla Valley is in the purple pants, the white tops. The Storm in purple lettering across the front of the uniform there, and they have the purple helmet with the gold lightning bolt on the side here for the UV Storm. So we're set to go under the lights here in BG. And Tim, your final thoughts before opening kickoff?
Yeah, well, I think we're in for a real treat. I mean, both teams are coming off losses, so somebody's going to walk away with a victory tonight, and the other team is going to have to keep working on getting back to, you know, 500.
I think one of the big things here tonight for Unadilla Valley, we talked about it, Dante Dye running the ball, and Peyton Sterone. Anytime we've seen him here in a game on CDO, just a real hard-nosed guy. It's going to take a multitude of tacklers to bring him down because he just is a tough, tough runner, almost like a machine out there at times. It's going to be fun to watch him tonight.
Yeah, he's definitely quick and he's shifty, but don't think he won't bring his pads to you, too. I mean, he's really a great runner of the football. Just hopefully he can hang on to it and, you know, stay cool and calm if things aren't going the way he wants them to, because sometimes he has a little issue with that.
Unadilla Valley is going to kick off, so BG will receive, and the ball going left to right here to start things off for the Bobcats. And kicking off will be Spencer Mead here for Unadilla Valley. So we are set to go between UV and BG, and the opening kickoff is fielded on that front line by Bainbridge-Guilford. They're going to have excellent field position, as that was BG's number 55 catching it, Adam Ives, and they're going to start right at their own 48-yard line.
Yeah, Adam, really nice play right there, because it did pop right up into his hands, and he caught it. And, you know, those big guys up front, they're known to not really have good hands, or at least that's what they want you to think, but he showed real good athletic hands right there.
And so here is Trevor Hallequist, the senior quarterback here. He's in the shotgun with Petrettoni in motion, fakes, and they're going to go deep on the first play here to Cody Ferreira. Catches it and pushed out of bounds at the 35-yard line. A big play there on first down for BG.
Yeah, first play, a little 15-yard out by Hallequist to Cody Ferreira, and it's good for a first down.
So they move the ball right down the field into UV territory at about the 38-yard line, and looked like maybe a play they'd been working on, as it was very, very smooth there. So first and 10, they're in UV territory, 38 going left to right. Hallequist with a man in motion again. This time he'll hand off Petrettoni, hits the hole on the far side, and he's brought down after about a gain of one. And, you know, UV certainly has some size on the line. Could be hard to run through here in this early going.
Yeah, they weren't fooled on that play, and they actually got Petrettoni for a loss of one on the play, so that'll bring up second down and 11.
So second and 11 coming up for BG, and that was Teddy Postma coming through the line there, 6 foot tall, 275 pounds, to bring down Petrettoni. So we're about 30 seconds into this contest between BG and UV. They'll hand off Ben Bavar. He hits the hole. Diving forward, he'll get across the 35 before he's brought down there. And that was Sterone in on the tackle there for the Storm.
Ben with a little off-tackle run on the right-hand side and then got about 4 yards on the play, so it'll bring up third down and 8.
So we're underway, scoreless in the first minute between Bainbridge-Guilford and UV, live tonight under the lights here in Bainbridge. Both teams coming off a loss last week, looking to get back to their winning ways. Third and 3 coming up for BG. This will be a big early third down on this first series of the night, as they're deep now in UV territory at the 35. Hallequist again in the shotgun. Waiting is he's got Bavar in motion. QB keeper hits the hole. Hallequist has got some room right side. Hallequist is going to take it to the house for a BG Bobcats touchdown.
Nice little play right there. They ran a little lead draw with Hallequist on that play, and he fouled Bavar right up into the hole, and he never got touched, I don't believe, Nate.
Boy, you know, you have an athletic quarterback like that who can just take off and run. And he showed it right there, split the hole. I agree with you, Tim. I don't think he got touched, in a 6-0 lead for BG with 10.5 to go in the first quarter. And Hallequist will stay on the field to kick the extra point here for the Bobcats. So they're lining up here for the snap. Hallequist gets set. Here's the snap. The hold is down, and it is up and no good. They'll say that one went wide right. So Hallequist scores the touchdown, misses the extra point. BG has a 6-0 lead with 10:34 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back. Friday Night Lights on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. 10:34 to go, first quarter. A 6-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford over Unadilla Valley on a 35-yard touchdown run by Trevor Hallequist. The opening kickoff has rolled out of bounds here, and so UV is going to start out at the 20, Tim.
Yeah, Trevor kicked it over to the left-hand side, and the UV kids were waiting for the ball to go out of bounds on their sideline, and it didn't go out. It went right into the end zone for a touchback, so UV takes over first and 10 on the 20.
So here is Unadilla Valley starting, going right to left on your radio dial. They'll hand off to Sterone on a first and 10, runs to the right side, and he'll gain about 5 yards there. And just like you said, Tim, not afraid to lower the shoulder and hit you with the pads.
Yep, definitely nice finish to that run. He was going forward the whole way and fell forward for about another 2 yards, and good gain of 4, maybe even 5 on that play.
So Sterone, the running back, and it's sophomore number 35, Mitchell Furnett, in at quarterback tonight here for the Storm. Dante Dye, one of their other big-time weapons, swearing number 5, is split out at the wide receiver position on the left side. Again, a handoff to Sterone, hits the hole hard, and he's brought down. Looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. Went right up the middle, and boy, just dragged 2 or 3 guys forward with him.
Yeah, 2 plays with Sterone, and 1 off right tackle, 1 off left tackle, and first down yardage.
Quick moving drive here for UV. Looks like we'll have a flag, though, as they jump down that line. With 9:50 to go in the first quarter and a 6-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford on a Hallequist run over Unadilla Valley.
And on that play, the UV Storm will false start, will back it up 5 yards, and it'll be first and 15.
One thing we want to keep an eye on here tonight, Tim, is if some of this rain that's predicted comes in. I know it looks like it's sprinkling a little bit out there. That could certainly throw a kink into things here tonight for both teams. And so here on a second down, running to the outside, looked like that was a little QB keeper there with Mitchell Furnett. A small gain on the play for UV.
Yeah, nice little quarterback keep option kind of thing. He's kind of reading the end on the defensive side. If he crashes, he gives the ball away. If he doesn't, he takes it on his own, and he did that, and he picked up a couple yards, and it's second down and 12.
About a second and 12 here for UV. Again, they'll hand off to Sterone, pushing the pile forward. Good for another 3 or 4 yards, but it is going to bring up a third and, about a midway long position here. So about 3rd and 6 coming up for UV.
Yeah, nice little playoff tackle to get that positive yards right there. And, again, like I said, he just finishes every run going forward. So, he's not going backwards. He's going to take that extra half yard or whole yard and get that for him. So, nice job.
3rd and 7 is what it will officially be with 8:45 to go first quarter. Bainbridge Guilford leading Unadilla Valley 6-0. Dropping back to pass. Here's Furnett. Throws over the right side, and the pass was too far, intended there for Jonathan Bonanno. And we'll have an incomplete pass. But is there a flag on the far side, Tim?
Yeah, I saw a flag late, and I don't know what happened because it looked like they were well past and no one was with Furnett. So this ought to be interesting to see what happened. Maybe he got held before he got to that point, but it was a late flag.
Yeah, the pass was easily 5 yards past him, and the yellow hanky came out pretty late. So 8:37 to go first quarter, 6-0 lead for BG over UV here under the lights in Bainbridge tonight, and still haven't seen an official signal yet here from the officials on the far side.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against UV, so that'll back him up even more.
So So what was a 3rd and 7 is going to back them up quite a bit more here with 8:37 to go in the first quarter. Didn't see anything there. Of course, we were kind of watching the receiver on the far side. Maybe it was behind the play. I didn't notice anything there for the unsportsmanlike, but it's certainly going to back them up into a not very good position here, field position-wise, for UV.
Yeah, the ball's spotted right on about the 20-yard line, I believe, and they're punting on fourth down.
So Sterone is back to punt, and a good one high into the night sky here, and it's going to be fielded at midfield by Bainbridge Guilford. Working his way forward is Adam Ives. He gets over the 45. He's into UV territory, and Garrett Ives is going to be down at about the 43-yard line.
Garrett Ives with a real nice move right off the bat, made the guy miss, and got good gain out of that, probably about 15 yards on the return.
So Garrett Ives across the 45 down to about the 43. And this is very good field position here if you're a BG fan. With 8:28 to go in the first quarter, they scored on their first drive on a quarterback keeper 35-yard scamper from Trevor Hallequist. So here is Hallequist again setting up in the shotgun. Hands off Ben Bavar. Hits the pile, moving forward across the 40, dragging a tackler down to about the 39.
Good run on first down by Ben Bavar just off the guard and tackle gap. And a gain of about 4 on the play will bring up 2nd down and 6.
Clock still moving as we come down towards 8 minutes to go in the first quarter. And a 6-0 lead for BG over Unadilla Valley. Checking into the game now is Brenton Rideout. Brings the play in from the sideline. And BG eating up a little clock here on this drive as they're again in UV territory on their second drive of the night. Hallequist checks out to Rideout on the right side. He's got a man in motion. Hallequist now looking to throw. Pass is complete here for Alan Terzo across the 40. And maybe a pickup of 1 or 2 on the play. Didn't get a whole lot.
Yeah, and then we do have a flag in the backfield that is a hold against BG, so that play's coming back.
So with 7.5 to go, first quarter, it's a 6-0 lead for Bainbridge Guilford on top of visiting Unadilla Valley tonight. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, our producer back in our Main Street Sydney studios. As always, Jim Tomeo. Glad to have Jim at the helm here tonight. So this penalty is going to push BG back into their own territory. Again, going left to right tonight in the navy blue uniforms with the white trim. And boy, this is going to send them all the way back to their own 41-yard line.
Wow, that's a big, big penalty right there. So they're 2nd down? Yeah, 2nd down and a real long ways for the Bobcats.
2nd down and about a country mile here,
yeah.
I would say, Tim. So here's Hallequist. Maybe they'll look to go to the air, and they will. Hallequist flushed out of the pocket. Is going to pull it down. He's at the 40. Hallequist to the 50. Back to the 45. Spin move down to about the 41-yard line. Sterone came in on the tackle there, but again, a good movement with his feet there by Hallequist to pick up some big yards.
Yeah, picked up a lot of yards on that play, and it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 9. So
yeah,
he did pick up quite a few, I would say probably 15 to 18 yards on that play. The little scamper got pressure in his face. He just sidestepped the guy and took it off to the right end, and good play.
Shows you how far that 2nd down was when you still have a 3rd and 9 after a 15 to 18 yard run. 6:55 to go, first quarter, 6-0 lead. Hallequist going to pull it down again. He's at the 40, 35. Hallequist looking for blockers. Spin move, great move at the 20 to the 15. Hallequist still on his feet, dives to the pylon, and he is in for a BG Bobcats touchdown.
There you go. Nice play right there. He had an open field tackle by Sterone prior to the play, but Hallequist did not let that happen there. He just did the 360 move on the left-hand side. Took it to the house.
And there was a flag on the play, I believe, on Unadilla Valley, but I don't think it's going to matter because Hallequist just left that defender standing as he went on a nice little 360 move and left him frozen in the turf and goes to the back of the end zone with 6:43 to go in the first, or maybe it's going to be against BG.
Yeah, it actually looked to me like maybe it was going to be some form of a face mask or some about a tackle around the head or neck or something like that.
So not against BG, so it would have been against Unadilla Valley. Penalty is declined, and so it looks like BG will kick the extra point here again. We'll see. They're huddling up. They haven't shown what exactly they plan to do here.
It looks like they're going to go for 2 on this time and try to get the score to 14-0 rather than 13.
from the games we've seen with BG, they do like to kick the extra point, but
oh, they are kicking.
Looked like maybe they were going to go for two. Now they're lining up for the point after with 6:43 to go. Now they move completely out of that. A flag is thrown. Looked like they were trying to throw a little trickery in there to line up for the field goal, and then everybody just went out into wide receiving positions, and UV totally jumped the line.
I couldn't even begin to tell you what happened. I thought the ball was snapped by the way they all were running, like they were in, you know, going through the play. But the center's just standing there with his hands on his hips, no, not even anywhere near the ball.
So
that was interesting.
We'll see if they try it again. Basically, folks, they lined up like it was going to be a point after, and then everybody split off the line like they were going to go for two. Now they're lining up in the traditional two-point conversion type of setup. Hallequist is going to hand off. Ben Bavar hits the pile, and he is in. And it's a 14-0 lead. The two-point conversion is good, and the Bobcats, with 6:43 to go in the first quarter, have a two-score lead. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hallequist with another long kick into the back of the end zone, so UV is going to start at their own 20-yard line. Hallequist having a whale of a first quarter here. Two long touchdown runs, and BG on top of Unadilla Valley. 14-0 with 6:43 to go in the first quarter.
They actually kicked that off from the 45 because I think they took the penalty on the touchdown play on the kickoff. So
I was going to say he had plenty of leg.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
And sent it right to the back of the end zone. We do have two other games we're keeping an eye on tonight. We'll report those scores to you in just a minute as I have score updates from both. As UV has the ball again, they'll hand off to Sterome. Boom, hitting the pile out to the 25. Good for 5 yards, and he just runs like a man on a mission, Tim.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I, like I said before, he's pretty shifty and quick, but he also definitely looks to make the contact, and he'll bring it to the tackler. So he's got to be ready to get hit, that's for sure.
Second and five, and a flag on the play, and a false start here against the UV Storm. A 14-0 lead for Deposit Hancock already in the first quarter over visiting Delhi. And Sydney is up 8-0 over Oxford on the road. A pass to Brandon Evans was good. Two-point conversion was good for Ethan Finch. And they did not run the ball at all on the first series. Sydney marched it right down against Oxford, punched it in on the pass to Brandon Evans.
Yeah, it's the thing about that is, you know, they come out and they show you that they're going to run. The next thing you know, they can pass, pass. It's just such a fun offense to watch.
Another run up the middle for Sterone and a flag on the play. I thought maybe this was coming. Looked like maybe a horse collar tackle up top as he gained about 3 yards on second down.
Yeah, it definitely was something around the neck right there. He hit the end of the leash and came back. Calling face mask against the Bobcats.
The Bobcats look a little confused on that one, but from our view, it looked pretty clear that they got him up around the neck or the helmet area, and so this will certainly give UV the first down and a little more, Tim.
Yeah, it's definitely a penalty. It's going to give him first down yardage, and the ball's going to be spot right about the 38-yard line.
This is a key possession here for Unadilla Valley, trailing 14-0 on the road, still about midway through the first quarter. It'd be nice for the Storm to get some points on the board, and again, they'll hand off up the middle looking for Peyton Sterone, but this time it's a sea of navy blue and white collapsing down on him, and leading the charge there was Adam Ives.
It looks like they're running out of the, you know, it looks like they're trying to run, like, I lead back into the hole, but it doesn't, I don't see the other guy. I don't know what happened there. I think maybe Peyton may have thought he saw something on the outside and bounced to the outside, but there was a whole bunch of Bobcats there waiting for him.
Mitchell Fournette, the QB here tonight, just a sophomore, with Sterone in the backfield. They haven't gotten Dante Dye involved yet. This time, Sterone, a handoff ripped down in the backfield. Tommy Palmateer leads the charge and brings them down for a loss.
Tommy Palmateer on a blitz just absolutely blew that play up in the backfield. The loss is on the play, and it'll bring up third down and 13.
So 5:20 to go, first quarter. BG already with a 14-0 lead over Unadilla Valley. And a third and very long here for the Storm. And again, we said this was a key drive for them. And this is a long third down, so they're going to need to convert. Let's see if maybe they go to the air. Dye is split out to the right side, and on the left is Caleb Parker. Looks like they'll go to throw. They look to Parker. Now they go to Dye, lofting one up into the night sky, and a flag on the play that is intercepted by Petrotoni of BG, looking for a run back down the left side. He's got some speed before he's knocked out of bounds. And a flag on the play, too, maybe for a late hit after Petrotoni stepped out. But we'll see what that original flag was, as Dante Dye, the original intended receiver, did go flying on the play.
Yeah, and I'm going to say right now you have going to have offsetting penalties, which is going to because they would have got probably a first down because it was pass interference against the Bobcats. But now I think we have almost to the point where it was head contact over on the sideline, because Petrotoni was just running down the sideline and somebody just launched themselves at him over there on that sideline. So I don't know if he went out of bounds and got hit out of bounds or if he got hit in the field of play, but he got hit pretty hard.
He did. He was at about the 25-yard line, and it was just a mass of bodies over there on the far side of the field. Couldn't see who hit him, but it's a big conference with all the officials over on the far side trying to figure this out. The original penalty, I believe, was going to be against BG for pass interference. So let's see what the call is here as the white hat comes over to give us the official call. With 4:49 to go in the first quarter, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unadilla Valley, 14-0, live here tonight on CDO. So the first penalty is against BG for a pass interference. And then I believe, Tim, we're going to get an unsportsmanlike here back against the Storm.
Waiting to see. The referee's still coming over to talk to the white hat to confer about what he saw and what he called. So hold on one second.
So here's the one against BG. They will call that one again, and then a personal foul against UV.
And the play's offset?
So that offset. So we're going to see where this ball gets spotted here. So, boy, that's tough for UV because, as you said, that would have really bailed them out on that third and long. Instead, it's just going to equal out pretty much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's replay that down, like it never even happened. So I don't see them moving the ball at all.
No, it looks like
umpire's honed on the ball.
Looks like it might stay right there. We'll see if they march any of this off. Again, 4:49 to go, first quarter. 14-0 lead for BG over Unadilla Valley. Ball currently is at the 36-yard line. UV going right to left on your radio dial. And offsetting penalties on kind of a wacky series there with a pass interference against BG and a personal foul against UV, really kind of clogging things up. So, again, the officials still having a conference, I believe, just to see where they want to spot the ball.
Yeah, I mean, the umpire finally put the ball down on the ground, so he wasn't holding it like, you know, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
So after about a three-minute stoppage here after that last play, we'll see if we can get back underway. It does look like they're going to leave it right there, so UV will still be faced with a third and 13, and will they have to go right back to the same scenario of going to the air with quarterback Mitchell Fournette? So Fournette still back with UV. They are in the huddle and waiting to break out here to see what they decide to do. And I like that play call. You got to try to throw it up there to Dye and let one of your playmakers go and make a play. But he was well covered there, as I think BG is banking on the fact that they are going to try to go to somebody like Dye or Sterone, and they're going to dare UV to beat them with any of the other weapons that they have.
Okay, now we got a problem because the box moved and it shouldn't have, I don't believe.
And we're going to have a false start here against Unadilla Valley, which will back them up. So 4:48 to go in this first quarter. And that's
so long ago. Do you remember what down it was? Because it over there, it says, doesn't it say first?
Yeah, and they put up on the board that it was first.
Yeah, and
that was a third and 13 that UV was faced with.
Right.
So somehow the officials turned that back into a first and 10, which is now going to be a first and 15. And Unadilla Valley is at about their own 31-yard line. So somehow, after that series, they somehow gave a first down back to Unadilla Valley. I don't quite understand that one. As this time they'll hand off to Sterone. He's got some room to run. He'll punch his way all the way out to the 40-yard line. So he picks up about 10 yards. It'll be about second and 5 coming up here for UV.
Real nice run right there. And I'll tell you, folks, that was a very good example of how hard and fast he can run, because the kid just hit the hole, just absolutely was into the second level being untouched, and could have gone a long ways if there hadn't been one safety there.
So a second and 5 coming up here for Unadilla Valley. So that series with the penalties has really helped UV, as again they'll hand off to Sterone, just muscling his way forward out past the 45 to the 47 on the right wing side, and another great run for a UV first down.
Yeah, real nice run right there. Left tackle, and then he cut back to the right and got the first down yardage. So they're approaching into Bobcat territory for the first time.
So, Tim, it must have been on that pass interference that somehow they gave him the first down out of that.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you're right, Nate. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's automatic.
It's the only thing I can think
maybe
of.
Maybe it's automatic. But they also, if you're going to take that, they had an interception.
Right.
So, you know, it's like throw that in there. All right, well, we're going to take the ball away from you, and we're going to give them... I don't see how that worked out for BG.
That's why we're in the radio booth, right? 3:58 to go, first quarter, and it's 14-0. We're going to step away a 30-second timeout as BG takes a timeout and leads 14-0. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And out of the timeout, UV trying to pass to Dante Dye on the right wing side on a first and 10 through his hands and down to the grass here incomplete. So a second and 10 coming up with 3:55 to go first quarter. BG leading 14-0 over UV.
And UV is trying to get into Bainbridge Bobcat territory for the first time today.
And so Sterone in the backfield, and again, Mitchell Fournette, the sophomore QB, will hand off to Sterone. Hits the pile, going full speed, top speed, and punches his way out to the 50, gain of about 2 yards. And I'm just so impressed with how quick he gets up to speed.
Yeah, he is. He hits it right away. I mean, it's like as soon as he knows his number's been called, bang, he's at top speed. And again, like we said before, he's not going to shy away from hitting you.
I give him credit, too, because in this offense, the last couple of years, he takes hit after hit after hit because he's the main option, and he just keeps on ticking.
Yeah.
3rd and 7 coming up here for Unadilla Valley. They're right at midfield, going right to left. We're going to have a flag on the play. I believe a false start against UV. Let's see who jumped early. BG was all pointing at the UV line, and yes, it will be against the Storm, and this is where the little things start to add up. In a game where you're behind like this, you can't have those penalties.
Right, and they've had a couple of them where, you know, they're definitely where they're going to get a good manageable down and distance, and all of a sudden they get a penalty, and now they're 3rd and 12.
So a 3rd and 7 turns into a 3rd and 12 for UV. They trail 14-0 on the road here tonight at Bainbridge-Guilford with 3:15 to go in the first quarter. Sterone in the backfield, Fournette in the shotgun. Dante Dye split out to the right side. They'll hand off to Sterone. He's going to push the pile forward, gets across the 50, muscling forward, but again, just too many Bobcats there. Evan Heiser leads the charge, but it took about 4 BG Bobcats to bring him down. And a 4th and short coming up. Well, I shouldn't say short. Should be about a 4th and 5.
Yep, nice play. They got into BG territory, so we'll see what they can do here. I mean, it is early in the game, and you're only down 2 scores, so you may see a punt, or you may see him try to push the luck on 4th down. It looks like they're coming out in a regular
It looks like they want to go
formation.
For it.
Yep, they're going for it.
It is a 4th and 5. Sterone will get the carry, bounces to the right side. He's going to pick up the first down and a couple of yards extra over the 40, And good for a first down. They'll move the chains, and they just have that much confidence that if he needs 5 yards, he can get it.
Yeah, that's what a great feeling as a coach if you have somebody that you know for a fact they're going to get at least 4 or 5 yards every time you touch the ball.
And you wonder if UV.
I'm not a mathematician, but you know what? Why wouldn't you give him to it every time?
Yeah.
Have a first down.
Here's Dante Dye on a little sweep. He gets to the outside before he's brought down for a loss. But it looks like a flag on the play for a hold coming up.
Yeah, it looked like that exact same thing. But they tried to run that jet sweep with Dye, and Dye kind of ran backwards more than he did laterally and lost a couple of big yards there. But there is a flag, and it is holding against UV.
So the penalty is really starting to mount up here against the Storm as they trail 14-0 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. And we'll see where the ball is spotted now. After this penalty, UV, it seems like they make some good progress, and then it gets backed up by a couple of penalties, and that certainly cannot be when, I was just going to say, maybe on that fourth down they felt like they had to go for it, even though it's the first quarter, you're down 2 scores,
right.
You know, they don't want to get in too much of a hole here. They got to start to put some points up on the board.
Yeah, they definitely, they did. They made a nice play, but now they're really in a long distance here. It's almost first and 20.
Yeah, it's going to be a first and 25, it looks like, officially, because there was 2 flags on that last play. They'll hand off to Sterone again, right side, good for about 5 yards, so a second and 20 coming up. I believe that there was another unsportsmanlike call, which backed them up a little farther on that last one, too.
Yeah, they got to stop doing that.
Yeah, those are the things. If you're going to have the normal, the holdings, the false starts, those are going to kill you, but you add the unsportsmanlikes in there, and that's some really big yardage.
And I'm looking across the sideline, and I don't see too many subs
right
for UV, so their numbers are down quite a bit.
So here it is, a second and 20. A little option pitch on the far side to Sterone, and again, works his way up for about 5 or 6 yards on the play. But third and long, coming up going to be about a third and 14 for the Storm.
A little shotgun snap to Fournette, and Fournette went to the right side and just waited for the man to commit, and he committed to Fournette, so Fournette pitched it and got the first down by Sterone. The 5-6 yards on the play, and brings up third down and 15.
1:10 to go, first quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford leading UV 14-0 under the lights here tonight in Bainbridge in front of a nice crowd. Third and 14, as Tim said. They'll hand off to Sterone, caught in the backfield, nowhere to go. Excellent play. Tommy Palmateer once again brought him down by the shoestrings, and a fourth and long coming up.
Tommy Palmateer was carrying his blocker with him, and I didn't even think he could see Sterone, but he did see him, made a nice tackle, loss of yardage, and fourth down.
So fourth and 21 coming up, 35 seconds to go in this first quarter. Clock is moving. And we'll see if UV will hold it for the end of the quarter here, if they have enough time to, or if they're going to have to punt this one away. Nick Petrotoni is standing to our left to receive back at about his own 35-yard line for UV. Boy, now it looks like they're going to go for it here on 4th and 21 right at midfield. Fournette's going to drop back to pass, looking, tossing one up into the night sky, and this one is somehow brought down by Dante Dye for a catch at about the 20-yard line. What a play with 3 seconds left on a 4th and 21.
He 360'd in the air, caught the ball. What a fantastic catch, or toss and catch by that team right there. Now they're down inside the 25, right?
Yes, 25. Coach Lormer is just in shock on the far side. It was good coverage, and somehow Dye came down with an unbelievable catch.
Double coverage even. I mean, it was really just a well-thrown ball and an absolutely fantastic catch.
Time's going to run out on the first quarter with BG leading Unadilla Valley 14-0, but the Storm are marching as they complete it on a 4th and 21. We'll be right back. Second quarter coming up on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours. hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back as we start the second quarter here on WCDO. Bainbridge-Guilford at home leading 14-0 over UV, but the Storm are on the march. They'll hand off to Peyton Sterone on a 1st and 10 as they are inside BG's 20. Good for about 3 or 4 yards here for the Storm. And if you just missed it, folks, they completed a 4th and 21 right before the end of the first quarter to keep this drive alive.
Yeah, it was an incredible play, and I actually gave a short change to Storm. I said the ball was spotted on the 25. It's actually on the it started on the 15, so they are approaching the 10-yard line of the Bobcats.
14-0 the score, but UV again on the march. Sterone is in the backfield. Fournette, the QB, in the shotgun. Looks a little option pitch to the left side. Sterone to the outside. He's at the 10, to the 5, and he is in for a UV Storm touchdown. Sterone on the second play of the second quarter makes this a 14-6 ball game.
Nice to see that option play still exists around. You know, I mean, it was a really nice play by Fournette. He waited till the last minute, till the man committed, and then he pitched the ball. But then the nice thing on the left-hand end, one of the cornerbacks came up to make the tackle on Sterone. Looked like he was going to put his pads down, and then he just darted to the outside. Nice setup.
Two-point conversion. They go right back to guess who? Sterone. He is in for the two-point conversion. And just a few minutes ago, it looked like maybe UV was dead for the night. They are right back in it, folks. It's 14-8 just into the second quarter. 11 minutes to go. We'll take a quick break and be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs. Lang Trucking of Guilford proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. A Peyton Sterone touchdown and two-point conversion cuts into this BG lead, and it's 14-8 with 11:10 to go in the second quarter. And they will kick off. UV, that is, a little squib kick here. BG looking to field it, and they will. Here's Tommy Palmateer rumbling and stumbling across the 50 down to the 45, and UV going right to left on your radio dial. That's where they will start for this opening drive of the second quarter. And, Tim, quickly, let's look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Delhi getting back into that contest over there at Deposit Hancock tonight. That game in Hancock, it's 14-7. The Eagles on top of the Bulldogs, and our Sydney score. Sydney leads 16-8. Let's see. Finch got the touchdown with a two-point conversion from Finch to Matthews for a 16-0 lead, but then Oxford drove 60 yards in 4 minutes to make it 16-8. So that's a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. So here is Trevor Hallequist on a 1st and 10. He'll drop back, look to toss over the middle, and he's got a wide-open Terzo, but it was about 5 yards over his outstretched hands and incomplete.
What a nice design play that was. You had Cody Ferrer out on the left wide out, and then you had Terzo in what was called the slot receiver, and they kind of ran behind each other kind of like a weave. So Ferrer cut inside, did a little slant, and Terzo went right off of him, and he was wide open. The ball was just a little bit too far for Terzo.
So exactly 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. And here is BG on a 2nd and 10. Hallequist with Petrotoni in motion. Fakes the handoff, now goes inside to Bavar. Bavar driving his way forward down to about the 41-yard line before he's brought down Nice pickup of about five on the play for Ben Bavar.
Yeah, nice little run on second down and good yardage. It'll bring up third down and a manageable five.
Well, Deposit Hancock, just as we announced that score, scores again to make it 20-7 over Del High. So
don't
tough
shut
to keep
that
up.
Off, mate.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that thing's just blowing up on you.
Keeps lighting up as that Deposit Hancock team is the real deal. So I'm expecting a lot of updates out of them tonight. Here's Hallequist on a third and five. Hits the hole going forward. It's going to be a fourth and short coming up as he was about 2 yards short across the UV 40-yard line.
Now, we saw it the other night. He kicked from the 40-yard line. Now, he wouldn't be kicking from the 40-yard line now, but that's what a weapon to have in Class D football, to have a kid that you know that can kick the ball that far and can be that accurate. Two of them this year have been successful.
BG on a fourth and three is going to go for it. Hallequist back to pass. He's flushed out of the pocket, throws across the middle, complete to Terzo inside the 25, ripped down at about the 21. So BG gambles on a fourth down and gets it to go.
Nice little play right there. Hallequist rolling to his right side, Terzo dragging across from the left end, and went behind the backers and hit him right on the numbers, and good first down play for the Bobcats.
So the Bobcats once again inside the UV red zone, well, maybe just outside at about the 21, and we're seeing some different play looks this week than we saw last week, so yeah. Coach Lorimer not afraid to put some new plays in each week, try to perfect them and use them in that week's game. So here is a first and 10 with 9:20 to go in the second quarter. It's BG 14, UV 8. BG driving again. Hand off Ben Bavar. He's inside the 15. Scampers before he's brought down at about the 13-yard line.
Good shoestring tackle right there, because if they don't, Bavar walks into the end zone. There was nobody there to stop him. Big 8, 9-yard pickup on first down will bring up second down and a long two.
So a second and two coming up here. Clock still moving down to 8:50 to go in the second quarter. Again, Nate Lawl and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We always appreciate our web listeners listening in, courtesy of SFCU. So here's Hallequist on a second and short. Hands off inside to Petrattoni, and he's in to the back of the end zone for a 15-yard touchdown run. Nick Petrattoni.
Nice little fake. Like they normally do, and then the scissors cutback look on Petrattoni coming back across the trap block and walked right into the end zone for the touchdown.
And that was, I just thought, a really well-sold fake by Hallequist.
Very good.
Because you thought he was going to the right, spun back around, Petrattoni took off to the left, and UV couldn't catch up in time. 8.5 to go, second quarter. BG with a fresh 20-8 lead, and they will attempt the extra point here with Hallequist. Hallequist setting up, Heiser with the hold, snap down, kick is up, and this one is good. So the point after is good for Trevor Hallequist. It's 21-8, BG on top of UV. 8.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Hallequist with a deep kick, and UV will field this one all the way at the 5, and Dante Dye will bring it up before he's brought down at about the 30-yard line. So a nice little return there for Dante Dye of Unadilla Valley, and that's where the Storm will pick up here in the second quarter, trailing 21-8 under the lights in Bainbridge with 8:25 to go before the halftime break.
Yeah, Dye with a 25-yard kickoff return. Nice play right there. Gives his team a nice place to start this drive with.
Dye limping a little bit there after getting up from that tackle, so we'll see if he can shake that off here on a first and 10. And they'll go to the pitch to Sterone. Gets around one man. Runs into his own blocker before he's brought down. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play for UV.
Sterone says, what are you doing? Yeah. I kind of miss all these guys in blue, and this guy in white just checks me, you know? I mean, what's going on? He picked up a couple. I guess he lost one.
It was close. He got to the outside, and I thought he gained a yard. Then ran into the blocker and went backwards, and that may be where he lost some of the yardage. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. A great night for high school football. Good crowd here tonight in Bainbridge. 7:45 to go, second quarter. You'll want to stay tuned for our halftime report, too. Keep you updated on those out-of-town scores. They're going to throw here on second down, and a little miscommunication there as they tried to pass to the outside. Fournette was looking for Caleb Parker, but the pass was about 5 yards behind him.
Yeah, it was a little bit behind him, and I wonder if it was not supposed to be an out pattern rather than an in pattern, and they got a little crossed up there, but it's now third down and a long 11.
So again, BG was in the honorable mention category this week in New York State Class D. Sydney was ranked number 2. Deposit Hancock was 14th. Tioga, 15th. Harper's the Laft and BG and Unitego all made honorable mention this week. Here on a 3rd and 10, UV goes right back to the air again, looking on the far side for Parker, and they're going to get pass interference. And boy, that's a very iffy call on that far side. I really didn't think there was a lot of contact there.
There isn't, but that's the rule this year, and it's they are allowing the defender to face guard, and if you allow the defender to face guard, any contact is going to be blown as pass interference. And all it was he just went up with the receiver and got on his back a little bit, and they two referees threw the flag, so
yeah.
They both know the rule.
Yeah, very hard, I think, for these guys to get used to some of the rule changes when they come down like that. Boy, that's a tough one to swallow if you're a BG fan. And, hey,
oh, yeah.
If you're UV, that just picked you up a big chunk of yards there. That was very big.
Yeah, it gives them a first down.
Yeah.
The ball will be spotted on about the 30 or the 41, right?
41? Yep, 41-yard line, 41. UV tonight in the white tops with the purple pants, purple helmet, and the gold Storm Lightning logo there. Going left to right, we'll get across the 45 here. Good pickup of about 3 yards here by Peyton Sterone. And, you know, I don't want to jinx him or anything, but, boy, for the amount of contact he makes, he does not fumble very often.
No, he doesn't. And I'll tell you what, he's lucky he doesn't, because after, you know, he looks like he's going through the line with both hands on the ball, but as soon as he gets just before he gets to hit somebody, he puts that ball out, and he does get it outside. One of these times, maybe somebody will knock it out on him.
7 minutes to go, second quarter. BG on top of Unadilla Valley, 21-8. UV is going to take a timeout. We'll take one, too. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 6:57 to go in the second quarter. And again, Bainbridge-Guilford leading UV 21-8 here on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. 6:57 to go in this second quarter. BG on top 21-8 after a timeout taken here by the BG Bobcats. We'll see what UV does coming out of this timeout. Fournette waiting for the snap here, and he'll look to drop back to pass. He's looking for Dante Dye, I believe, on the far side, but it fell well short. Cody Ferreira almost scooped up an interception there.
Number 60 from the Bobcats just blew right through his blocker and got to Fournette just as he was throwing the ball. So very lucky that they have another opportunity, because like Nate said, Cody Ferreira was right there, possible interception.
So a 3rd and 7 coming up here for Unadilla Valley. They've had a strong run game tonight. The lone touchdown was by Peyton Sterone, but they've shown they're not afraid to go to the air. They're going to pitch it out to Sterone, far side, almost picked off by Ferreira. Sterone dropped it, looked like a fumble, and then he does fall on it, but a major loss of yardage on the play here.
Yeah, definitely. The pitch was a little high, and Sterone bobbled it, and it almost went right to Ferreira, who would have walked into the end zone, but Sterone did a nice job of getting on the ball and covering it up, and it brings up a fourth down in about 14 yards for the Storm.
Boy, if Ferreira had been able to get his hands on that, he might have been going all the way to the end zone because he had nobody behind him. So now Sterone is going to punt. A long kick in the air is going to be fielded by Petrattoni. And no, actually it's Ives. Ives will pick it up, and then they'll say he was down as Dante Dye got a piece of him, went down to one knee, tried to pop back up, but they'll blow the play dead.
Yeah, Dye got a piece of him, like Nate said, and I'll tell you what, I thought he got by him, and then all of a sudden he just dropped to his knee and put his knee down, and that's where the Bobcats will start.
So 6:07 to go in this second quarter. BG on top 21-8. BG comes in with that 2-1 record, trying to move it to 3-1 after a very tough and disappointing loss on the road last week, 28-0 to Unitego. They just couldn't get it going. But it looks like a different story here tonight for the Bobcats. Coach Lormer saying this week they just didn't have the intensity that they needed last week. And here is Trevor Hallequist on a 1st and 10. Drops back to throw. He's got a receiver. That's Terzo. He's tripped up on the play. Are we going to get a flag? No, and the BG fans are very upset about that. Terzo might have been able to run under that one, but was tripped at the last second.
Yeah, that definitely was questionably pass interference. I think, you know, if you're going to call the one that you did before on UV or on the Bobcats, you better be calling that one as well.
I think the official must be saying it was just inadvertent that their legs got tied up there.
Yeah, maybe you're right. You're right.
That's the only thing I can think of. And, you know, if you're fans of that team, of course you want that call. That's the way it goes, right? But that must be what it was, an inadvertent tie up there. But Terzo, he had the step on the defenders. Might have been going. Let's see if maybe they try that same play again on a 2nd and 10 with 6 minutes to go, second quarter. No, we'll have a quarterback keeper for Hallequist, but a false start is going to back up BG and blow this play dead.
Yeah, false start on the outside, and good thing because Trevor Hallequist was on a keeper that time, and I don't think he was going anywhere because big number 61 had right a hold of Trevor and just wouldn't let him go anywhere. But held him up, didn't throw him to the ground. Nice play by that young man.
Another score update as Sydney gets another touchdown to Liam Matthews. Reggie Jimenez with a run-in for two. They lead 24-8. Sydney has just been pass tonight. They've run a total of three times in the first three series that they've had the ball. Hallequist wants to go to the air. He's got a man wide open, and that is Cody Ferreira, but I think he lost it in the nightlights up there as it went sailing over his right shoulder, and it goes incomplete.
I think that's a really good point because I think that's exactly what happened because you could just see Cody, like, looking up in the air, and, like, he didn't see it, and then it came down just shy of him. I think if he saw the ball the whole way, he probably would have caught it.
So BG not afraid to go to the air. They must have seen something on tape this week that said, hey, we can go long on these guys. A couple of times it's worked, including that first play of the game to Ferreira. 3rd and 15 now for BG. They are back on their own 33-yard line going right to left. They lead 21-8. Quarterback keeper here for Hallequist. It's worked tonight. It works again this time. He's going to be all the way out to the sticks. Maybe a yard short. Might have enough for a first down. We'll see.
Yeah, it's close. I imagine either we're going to have a first down or we're going to see a measurement for it.
If he doesn't get it, it's going to be 4th and inches. If he did, they'll move the chains. Again, 5:44 to go, second quarter. Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Unadilla Valley, 21-8. And let's see what the officials say.
We're gonna have a measurement.
Yeah. It was that close.
Yeah, and I actually would have thought, and if I'm maybe he did do this, because as a coach, you can ask the officials for the measurement if it's that close, you know. So you can ask them. They don't always have to do it, but you can always ask.
Oh, definitely worth asking, especially when it could be fourth down or it
right.
could be 1st and 10. Mm-hmm. But, boy, we've seen Hallequist run more tonight than the first two times we've seen BG against Unitego and against Delhi, and he just shows his athleticism. For somebody who stepped away from the game, hasn't played since probably Pee Wee or Modified, and has played soccer the last few years, he just looks natural out there, as they do call that a 1st and 10 on the measurement.
Yeah, he definitely is just an incredible young athlete, and, you know, I mean, he just picks that things up real quickly and comes right back, and it's like he didn't even skip a beat.
5:44 to go in the second quarter. BG with the ball near midfield, still in their own territory, ball at about the 48. They'll hand off to Bavar. He hits the pile, moves forward, good for about 2, maybe 3 yards for BG, and this is where, yes, they're at midfield. Yes, there's 5 minutes left, but clock management will be key here for the rest of the half.
Yeah, they definitely will have to work on that, because I've noticed that one thing is both teams are really quick to snap the ball tonight. I've noticed that. They're, like, really trying to play up-tempo trying to catch the other team off guard. So if it gets to the point where they have to start thinking about, you know, running some clock off, we'll have to have adjustments.
Turzo is going to get a little sweep play from left to right. Turzo is going to be good for about 9 yards before he's brought down. Nice little play in between the tackles there by Alan Turzo.
Yeah, nice little counter play for Turzo, and Turzo with a nice little run getting almost to the yardsticks. It'll bring up third down and two.
You know, we said it quite a bit in that Delhi game. BG just has a nice stable of running backs. They kind of got the thunder and lightning, I guess you could say, with a ton of speed with Turzo and Hallquist and Petrotoni, but they also have the bruisers inside like Ben Bavar, so it's a good thing to have if you're a BG fan. Third and two here for the Bobcats. They'll hand off and brought down in the backfield, Bavar, by guess who? Peyton Sterone, breaking through and bringing him down by the hips.
Sterone came from his middle linebacker spot like he'd been shot out of a gun on that play right there and just absolutely blew that play up in the backfield. I think Hallquist just handed off to Sterone and bam, the contact was made. Good play.
Deposit Hancock scores again to make it 26-7 over Delhi. That game, again, is in Hancock tonight. Fourth and three, BG's going to go for it, and breaking through the line once again was Sterone, and he was on a mission to get Trevor Hallquist. And we're going to have a flag after the play as Hallquist threw that pass incomplete, really had nowhere to go. And I wonder who this is going to be on. Is it going to be against UV or against BG?
I got to believe this is going to be intentional grounding against the Bobcats.
Trevor really had nowhere to go and kind of tossed it to the left wing side.
There was a guy there, but I think it was a lineman. So we'll have to see where they were on the, if they were a tackle eligible player or whatever.
3:49 to go, second quarter, and that's what it'll be, intentional grounding. BG will turn the ball over on downs, but the Bobcats leading the visiting UV Storm 21-8 late in the second quarter.
Yeah, so, you know, UV had nice little momentum, and I want to go back to that play that got them. That was that huge, huge fourth and 21 play.
Yeah.
They got it all the way down to about the 15, 20-yard line of the Bobcats, and then they put it in the end zone for a score. And then they, you know, they just, you could see that they got a little bit more pep in their step, and they still have time to put some more points on the board to make this a one-score game.
I mean, I thought they were crazy at that point. Fourth and 21, they were midfield, and they tossed it up there, and Dye made a fantastic play. So let's see what UV can do late in the half. They hand off to Sterone on a first and 10, and he is just going to creep those legs moving, and it's good for a first down, a flag late in the play. Good for about 12 yards, and he dragged three or four guys with him.
Yeah, he did. He took three Bobcat guys with him and one of his own guys with him and got the first down yardage, but there was a flag at the end of the play. We'll see what we got here.
So who's this going to be against? This is going to be a face mask again against BG, which is going to give them additional yards. And I tell you, Tim, if UV can put some points on the board late in the half, they could be down one score.
And they're getting the ball to start the second half, so that's a huge thing.
So Unadilla Valley showing a lot of heart here, not only on that last drive where they came up with some points, and now on this drive late in the half, it's really going to come down to defense for them, I think, if they can get some more points up on the board. Dante Dye split out to the right side. Sterone again alone in the backfield. They'll hand off to Sterone, and they'll just keep giving it to him. Right side, little sweep. He's to the outside, 30, 25, 20. Sterone pushed out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. And again, when he gets up to speed, he is hard to bring down.
Yeah, nice little play right there at the end of that, and I wanted to say why, because Sterone was outside. He was out of bounds, and Cody Ferrer came up and hit him and didn't, like, finish off the tackle and knock him to the ground. He just held him up, and that probably saved another 15 yards, because if he hits him and takes him to the ground, it's probably a penalty.
That was good. Good play there by Ferrer.
Nice play by Ferrer is right.
3:20 to go, second quarter. BG on top, 21-8, but UV is driving. They're inside the BG red zone going left to right. Here's Fournette. And he'll hand off to Sterone once again, pushing the pile forward, but this time it's a sea of navy blue and white to bring him down for maybe a gain of one on the play.
Yeah, there's a lot of bodies on that play, and Cerrone really didn't have anywhere to go on this. And I'll tell you the other thing that we want to make sure we mention. This kid has carried the rock probably 85 to 90% of the time for them. What conditioning?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's playing on defense. He's playing offense. You know, just unbelievable. I mean, he is really just an impressive running back.
You know, we'll have to see how that goes in the second half for him as well. How much gas is he going to have in the tank here tonight? Again, a handoff to Cerrone, right side, and gets hung up by two or three tacklers. A flag comes in just as they start to bring him down. With 2:36 to go in the second quarter, it's BG 21 and UV 8. And if you look out, Tim, we do see some light rain coming down here.
I was going to say that's not the only thing that's coming down.
Yeah. So the umbrellas are starting to come out as this penalty will be against Unadilla Valley.
I missed that. Was it a hold? Holding?
Looks like a holding call here. As again, the rain noticeably has started to pick up. With 2:36 to go in the second quarter, 21-8 still the score, and so just when UV had some momentum, we'll see if this pushes them back.
You feel any rain?
No,
I don't feel any rain.
Feels nice and cozy in here.
Thanks to the Bobcat administration for this nice press box that we have here tonight.
Always nice to stay dry when you're calling a game. That's for sure. 2:35 to go in the second quarter, and a run to the right side for Cerrone, maybe. A pickup of 3 or 4 here on 2nd and 20, so a 3rd and long coming up.
Yeah, they're definitely in the two-down territory for trying to get the first down, so you don't have to get it all back here on this next play. Obviously, they know they've shown us that they can get it on one play, but I would think they'd try to just stick with what's been working with Cerrone and take what he can get you on this play and then see what you can do on 4th.
Timeout taken here by Unadilla Valley with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. It's Bainbridge-Guilford 21, Unadilla Valley 8 under the lights here in Bainbridge. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on CDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, folks. A Unadilla Valley timeout. That was with 2:05 to go in the second quarter. And BG leading 21-8. And so we will see if the BG defense can hold strong here. 3rd and 15. This is a big play. I would say next big two plays for Unadilla Valley. Trying to put some points up and cut this down to a one-score game before the halftime break. They'll throw out to the far side. They had Dye pretty much wide open, and Fournette just threw it over his head.
Yeah, I think that had to do something with the ball being wet right there because that ball just fluttered into the night.
It does look like just a light rain is going to pass through the area, but there's a pretty good chance of it between now and about the time the game would be over. So players are going to have to deal with these maybe slippery conditions for the rest of the way.
We'll see more of the ground game, I would imagine, if that happens, obviously, just it's so much easier to hang on to the ball at that point rather than throwing it and then having to catch the wet ball. So we'll see what happens here on 4th down. 4th and 15, as Nate said.
2 minutes to go, 2nd quarter. Stay tuned. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report will be coming up. Tim and I will break down the first half, also give you some out-of-town scores. Here is Fournette. In the shotgun, he's going to go back to the air, looking for Dye. Throws across the field, and it's tipped and a flag on the play. I think they're going to get BG again for pass interference as Petrattoni came flying in trying to pick off that ball.
All he did is he made a play on the ball, but he did make contact with the receiver, and that is the new rule, so we'll see what happens here.
Boy, that's another tough one and would really give some life to this Unadilla Valley drive with 1:55 to go. Here before the halftime break. And as we said, UV trying to keep this momentum, maybe make it a one-score game going into the halftime break. And it really looked like maybe early on BG was going to walk away with this thing. But credit to the UV Storm for keeping it close.
Yeah, they definitely are doing what they have to do to keep this game close. And there's a big, big penalty right there for the benefit of the Storm. Now the ball is down about the 10-yard line. It's a fourth and two.
So they will make it officially about a fourth and two here. And it looks like a timeout is going to be taken here by the BG Bobcats. With a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Again, we'll step away for 30 seconds as the rain starts to come down here in Bainbridge on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
A fourth and two for UV. The ball is on the BG 11 as UV goes left to right on your radio dial. Guess what? They dial up a run to Sterone. Goes to the outside. I don't think he got it. He was trying to bounce out on a little sweep to the right side, and I believe the BG Bobcats brought him down there with John Castle.
John Castle with a really nice tackle on that end, and I think it's turned over on downs to the BG Bobcats with 1 minute and 49 seconds left to go in the half.
Wow, big-time play there by the BG Bobcats. I mean, they've been handing off to Sterone, and it's been 4, 5, 6 yards.
At a clip.
At a clip, yep. Every time, and that time the line just says no, and on a fourth and two, BG gets the ball back in dangerous territory here. Ball on their own 11-yard line as they go right to left. So here is Hollequist again in the shotgun. Going to hand off to Bavar. Runs to the outside and working his way up the sideline to about the 15 before he's knocked out of bounds.
Nice little play on first down. And, we were talking about it earlier with the timeout that the Storm took prior to the fourth down play. But they're out of timeouts. So if BG wanted to, they could just take it right to the, one more first down I think they would probably have to get, and then they would be able to go into victory formation for the half and get out of this wet, off this wet field.
Yeah, don't want to make any mistakes here with a minute 43 to go before the halftime break and a 21-8 lead. Here's Hollequist out to the right side. He's going to pull it down, look to get around Sterone, and he does. Little stiff arm, runs up the sideline and out of bounds. A great move there by Hollequist, and I thought that was great. He really waited for Sterone to come over, and he wanted to lay that hit on him and just hesitated, stiff-armed, and took off.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to wait for Sterone coming after me being tackling, I'll tell you that. But nice play by Trevor, and like Nate said, really good stiff arm, got him the first down yardage, and minute 33 to go in the half.
So 21-8 still the score. BG on top of Unadilla Valley. The ball all the way out to the BG 30-yard line as they go right to left. Looking to get into the halftime break with this lead and no mistakes. Here's Hollequist on a first and 10 after that nice little scamper. Ball is on the turf. Scoops it up. Is going to try to run out of trouble. Gets to the right side. He's up to the 40 and runs out of bounds at about the 42 to stop the clock with a minute 24 to go in the second quarter.
That was a smart move because number 47 was chasing him, and that's Mr. Sterone, and that give me one time, but I'm not going to miss you the second time. So
he was probably licking his chops there.
Keep your feet in bounds and see what happens this time.
Smart move by Trevor, too. Just make the smart play there and get out of bounds and stay alive for the second half. So a minute 24 to go in this second quarter. BG on top 21-8. A second and 8 here for BG. They're still in their own territory, going right to left, ball on the 42. Hollequist in the shotgun. Terzo's in motion. They sweep to him on the right side. No, it's a fake back to Petrotoni. Left side, punches it up for about 5 or 6 yards to the 40-yard line. Very close to a first down. Going to be a short yardage situation coming up, but a player down on the field here for Unadilla Valley with a minute 9 to go in the second quarter. So we're going to have a quick injury timeout here, so we're going to step away with the score. Bainbridge-Guilford 21 and UV 8. We'll be right back on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises. Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Jonathan Bonanno, the UV injured player, but he got up under his own power and walked off, so we'll hope he's back for the second half. First and 10 for BG. They're going to go to the air looking for Petrattoni. Good coverage there by Dante Dye. Tipped it away at the last possible second, and it's incomplete. With a minute 4 to go here in the second quarter, and it's still a 21-8 lead for BG over UV.
Absolutely perfect coverage by Dye on that play. Petrattoni looked like he thought he was going to be open there for a minute, but Dye closed the gap and got his hand up at the last minute, and just like Nate said, tipped the pass away from Petrattoni to the ground.
Second and 10 coming up. BG not afraid to take some chances here late in the half. As here is Hallequist. Little fake handoff. Now he goes to Terzo. Running right. Terzo for about a gain of 2. Brought down at about the 44-yard line.
He was flipped up an end over end kind of by number 5 on that play.
So Dye, number 5, in on the tackle there for UV. 45 seconds and the clock running here in the second quarter. BG just trying to burn it down here to maybe get into the halftime break with this comfortable lead, 21-8.
Yeah, at this point, I mean, you still have 55 yards to go, so, you know, you got to remember, they are going to take a timeout.
So BG is going to take a timeout with 30 seconds to go in the second quarter, and Coach Lorimer looks like he just wants to maybe use as much of this time as he can. We'll keep it right here with the score of Bainbridge-Guilford 21, Unadilla Valley 8. Our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you those out-of-town scores. We're keeping an eye on the Deposit Hancock and Delhi game, as well as the Sydney and Oxford game. Some light rain here tonight under the lights at Bainbridge-Guilford, and talking to our main weather guy, Jim Tamayo, back in the Sydney studio. He says it looks like it might be a light rain throughout the rest of the contest until 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock. So if you're out watching a ball game, you might want to hunker down, get the umbrella out, and get some of those layers on.
And we all know that Jim Mayo is our Sydney's version of Cantori, so
you've
got to listen to him.
You
pay attention.
I always ask him, and you know, whether we got games or not, I'm like, what's the weather going to be? And he knows, and he's dead on. So it's great. The guys do a nice job with the weather at CDO, and they're really on top of it. So 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And we'll see. We're talking about the rain here tonight because it could really make some conditions tough here. And we've already seen both teams kind of bobble the ball a couple times since the rain has really started to pick up. And it just makes that ball extra slippery out there. And when you're trying to be so precise and hand it off from guy to guy, a lot of room for error there.
Yeah, it definitely is. And we'll see what Bobcats are doing. They're in their regular formation.
Two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Hallequist is going to pull it down and look to run. He's at the 50. Little spin move across midfield to about the 48. I wonder if they were using those receivers as a decoy, hoping to open up another running lane, as Trevor already has 2 touchdowns so far tonight, a 35 and a 45-yard run.
Yeah, and Bobcats take another timeout, so that's 25 seconds left to go. But, yeah, you're right, Nate. You know, the thing is, we talked about it earlier, we haven't seen Trevor run the ball that much this year, but he has shown that he can do it, and that's got to be in the backs of the minds of the defenders for the Storm, because when they drop back for the pass, all of a sudden everybody turns and they're running with the receivers. All you got to do is get by that front line, and there's nobody there. There's wide open space, and Trevor's shown that he has some speed.
So 25 seconds to go for our halftime break. Again, the score BG 21, Unadilla Valley 8. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. We know we have a lot of family and friends that listen out of the area. And just a reminder that our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. They also sponsor our game audio archivists. So if you ever want to go back, listen to a game from previous weeks or previous seasons, we have all our football, basketball, all those games up there on WCDOsports.com. Just click on the game audio archive link. So here we go. This will be a first and 10 for BG right at midfield. Here's Hallequist. He's going to go to the air. Wants to throw to the right side. He's got Terzo. Terzo with a catch down to the 20-yard line. Good for a first down, a 30-yard completion from Hallequist to Terzo with 24 seconds to go.
And they'll stop the clock while the chains move, but as soon as they set them, they will wind the clock.
BG looking for some extra points. And Trevor will just spike the ball here for Bainbridge Guilford to stop the clock with 21.3 seconds to go before the halftime break. And again, BG on top, 21-8, looking for a little more.
Yeah, they definitely are. I'm kind of surprised that they are, but you know what? It's obviously worked right there on that play because Terzo was wide open and a really nice throw ball by Trevor. And good job getting down there and clocking it so not too much time ran off. We'll see what they do on second down.
BG, we talked about clock management, trying to juice every quick second out of this. Hallequist is going to go in motion. Direct snap here to Evan Heiser. They toss it up into the air. Hallequist going for it, brings it down. It is good for a BG touchdown. Heiser finds Hallequist for a six-point touchdown.
Wow, what a nice play. Trevor was in the shotgun snap, and he went into motion rather than Terzo going into motion like he normally does, and went out on a fly pattern out on the right side, and nice pass and catch. Touchdown.
Huge play there, and it was really well sold. And Heiser just tossed it up, and it was a one-on-one ball, and Hallequist came down with it. 15 seconds to go before the half, and it's 27-8. Hallequist now in for the extra point. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. BG runs that play to perfection. They lead 28-8 with 15 seconds to go before the halftime break. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. A special good luck wish goes to the Unitigo Spartans. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. 15 seconds to go before halftime, and Bainbridge Guilford will be kicking back off to UV, who will go left to right. A light rain continues to come down here under the lights in Bainbridge. And Trevor Hallequist with a huge first half, three touchdowns, two runs, and one receiving for the quarterback. As they will kick off, UV will pick it up. Here's Sterone, a man on the mission. Sterone is out to the 40. He's got some daylight. Sterone to the 50, to the 40. Sterone to the 30, down to the 20. Can anybody catch him? Sterone is going to take this back for a UV touchdown with 1 second left before the halftime break. And, wow, a huge kickoff return for a touchdown.
And they kicked the pooch kick to try to not have something like that happen. And it just got all the way down to Sterone, and Sterone caught it at full speed and just absolutely took it up the right side and beat all the Bobcats to the end zone.
Absolutely unbelievable play, and it keeps UV in this ball game. A huge return, I would say. Boy,
85?
That was about 85 yards.
Yeah, I would say 85 yards.
Unbelievable. Sterone, you talked about conditioning before. He's got it. At least he has so far here tonight. They're going to go for two. They'll hand off on a sweep to Dante Dye. Can he get to the outside? Terzo tried to tackle him, but Dye shook it off, and he runs in for a two-point conversion with 1 second left. And that cuts it to a 28-16 lead. Wow,
what
unbelievable.
What a few seconds we just had there.
Yeah.
You know, we had a pass from Heiser to Hallequist, who was in under center on the play, And then the next thing you know, he kicks off a pooch kick, and it's brought back all the way to the house and 8 points. Unbelievable.
That was a crazy turn of events. I mean, if you're BG,
you're up three.
You feel great. You just went down. You're going to be going into halftime up three after you run that huge play, mm-hmm. the throw from Heiser to Hallequist, and then an 85-yard kickoff return for UV, and Sterone just outran everybody. He got to the edge and just took off.
And it looked like there was a couple of BG Bobcats that had good angles, but not for Mr. Sterone. He's just too fast.
So UV is going to kick off. BG will go right to left, and it's really just going to be a catch and return here for the Bobcats, and that will be the last play of the opening half as the rain continues to fall here in Bainbridge. Waiting for the kickoff here from UV, and we'll see if BG can return the favor. So they'll blast it along the ground. It'll be picked up here again by Tommy Palmateer. This will be the last play. Palmateer to the 50 and a down to about the 45-yard line.
He's had two returns tonight.
He has.
Done a good job.
So our halftime score is BG 28 and UV 16. An entertaining first half. And we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you updated on the out-of-town scoreboard. But again, our halftime score is BG 28. UV 16. We'll be right back here on WCDO.